Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. Duluth, Minnesota-based Cirrus Design is nearing completion of its first single-engine jet prototype. To find out more about the airplane's progress, as well as the company's new manufacturing plant for the 7-seat jet, AIN caught up with Cirrus CEO Alan Klapmeyer at the recent Sun and Fun Flying in Lakeland, Florida.
Yeah, we're very happy to have moved into a new facility with all of the jet development program. It gives us now the space we need to expand the engineering, the testing, and obviously the flight test through the end of the program. The building was formerly the Northwest Airlines A320 maintenance facility, and when Northwest went through its bankruptcy, the city ended up getting this building back. It's more than what we needed. It's a fantastic facility, but the opportunity and the timing was right for both Duluth and the city. We'd actually looked at moving into some other facilities that were available on the airport and ran into some problems in terms of timing and again, control issues. So we're really, really happy with this, and the engineers love it. I mean, everybody's feeling good about the program.
Well, actually, let's talk about the jet program. You're currently building the first prototype right now. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and we'll let this airplane go by. One of the wonderful things about Sun and Fun is the cool interruptions, Nemesis flying by. The first prototype, which we're calling V1 for verification prototype, the purpose of that airplane is to fly what we believe will be the final aerodynamics. Obviously, there will be some tweaking to it. But we've been through a lot of computational fluid dynamics, a lot of wind tunnel testing. We feel pretty good about where we're at. And now we will verify that we got the aerodynamics right. It will also give us a better look at performance, not just handling, but performance issues. And that will give us more comfort at beginning to speak more about what we think the airplane will do. Obviously, we've been very careful about what we say. Timing is always a questionable issue, and performance also. Before you've flown it, you know, you ought to be careful what you say.
Well, what's the status of the prototype right now?
Status of the prototype is very confidential, and therefore I can't tell you. But obviously, just teasing a little bit. The fuselage, the wing is on the fuselage, the landing gear going up and down. We've had the engine on and off the airplane. We certainly expect to fly the airplane sometime this year, but what we still go through is the tug of war, the push and pull on what else should go into this prototype. Again, the purpose of V1 is for verifying the aerodynamics, but the original prototype was going to fly with a Dash 15 Williams. We now have a Dash 19, so we postponed, thought we'd get a little bit more out of understanding the Dash 19. As we delay that, then you start looking at other systems. Should we put some more systems in the airplane and start learning about those? Again, primary purpose is aerodynamics, but we're learning about systems and constantly evaluating what else can we get out of including in the airplane if other parts of the airplane are still catching up.
Now, you said that the V1 will have the L3, but it may not be the final. That may not be the final avionics. What's your thought on the avionics system for the jet?
Well, obviously, we're very happy with the L3 avionics, which is why we had selected them for this phase. But we also recognize that it's a changing world out there, and things are always happening. And we expect all the avionics companies to be very, very competitive. Obviously, we've got Avedine in the current airplane. Know Avedine well and love their equipment. The current airplane also has a lot of Garmin equipment, so we know that company well and what their capabilities are. We want everybody to be working towards the best program.
Now, you're looking at putting a chute on the airplane. How's that going? What are the technical problems with the chutes on a jet? It's a lot faster than a regular Cirrus piston.
Right, faster and heavier. We're obviously very interested in having the parachute. We believe it's an important part of the safety equation, not just because the airplane has one engine, but also because of the other things that can go wrong and for the use of the airplane. Personal airplane, personal jet, owner flown, stuff happens. And so it's a necessary part of the airplane. The development program obviously is focused on the fact that it's much higher weight and much higher speeds. What that means is that it will be difficult to make a dumb system, a simple system. Right now, the current parachute, you pull the handle, you need to be within a certain speed regime, but it has some mechanical systems that manage how quickly the chute will open, will inflate. With the jet system, it probably needs to be a smart system. It needs to be able to look at airspeed and be a little more sophisticated about when it opens the chute. maybe a two-stage shoot, maybe a drogue shoot, you know, a couple different alternatives we're looking at. And we feel pretty good that the base technology is there. Obviously, we can drop some things that are going pretty fast and are pretty heavy, space capsules as one, heavy, you know, tanks out of the back of an airplane. So we're working with a number of groups to kind of refine what's the right technology to make it work for this. Obviously, schedule risk there, but we feel good about the...
The customers have had a chance to go through the mock-ups now. What do they see about the airplane?
Well, I think that we've got a lot of happy customers out there in terms of what the airplane will be. I think they were pleasantly surprised with the size of it. You don't really get a feel for that in pictures, but when you see the mock-up, it's got a very roomy cabin, very flexible cabin. Having said that, our customers are also probably a little frustrated with us that they don't have more visibility into the prototype and the scheduling and the performance, and they don't for the same reason that no one else does. We're trying to be careful with it. And also, from a timing point of view, I think that everybody's getting excited about it, sufficiently excited that their view is, why can't we have it now? You know, why not sooner? And the answer is because it's a lot of work and costs a lot of money.
Well, it's better to be last and first and have a bad design.
Yeah, yeah. We feel really good about the design direction on this airplane. I think people are going to love it. I'm certainly looking forward to one.
What kind of customers? Are they all owner flown?
About 60% of the customers are current SR-22 owners. We've certainly also had conversations with air taxi customers. You know, everybody knows we're involved with Sats Air, and I think that they're a good example of a variety of different air taxis firms that are now trying to use our SR-22 and would be natural customers to use the jet. The design goal of the airplane was to make it a really good personal airplane. It just so happens that those do happen to be a lot of characteristics that'll make it a pretty good VLJ or pretty good air taxi airplane. And I was going to say, not like some of the other VLJs, because it certainly will not be as efficient, it won't fly as high, it won't fly as fast, but in the whole spectrum, in the trade-off of airplanes, I feel there's room for a lot of these different products, and ours will have a niche there as well.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.